We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
For you, the place for your night. Yeah?
Hello, enthusiastic viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Center and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supremaster Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Desamparados, Aceri, and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hanul District, Channel 52 on Midilhil Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Test Erstream Cable TV. In Chichirlig of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Chagan Dalhe Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midilhil Cable TV. In Darhan Ulh Province, in Darhan, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Sharin Golh Som, Channel 12 on Old Cable TV. In Dorongob Province, in Jamin Ud Som, Channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. And in Sinchan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Sinchan Som of Dorongob Province, Channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gob Sumber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undur Som, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And Channel 22 on Deng Hots Cable TV. In Undurhan, Channel 23 on Samburg Company. In Hoft of Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskur Province, Channel 48 on Tla Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, Channel 58 on Tla Cable TV. Channel 26 on Elha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotor, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Junghara of Mandalsom, Channel 24 on Zahros Cable TV. In Sukbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Seling Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Urtsum of Sukhbathur Province, Channel 12 on Ocher Cable TV. In Tov Province, in Batsum Bersum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lung Som, Channel 20 on Narun Irten Ur Cable TV. In Jamar Som, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Uvurhangai Province, in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsum of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvun Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV.
In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.grapesc.cz, using channel search for Supreme Master TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Venomtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Netherlands donates more than $42 million to improve water and hygiene facilities in Mozambique. In health news, a German amnesiac patient retains musical memories. In animal welfare news, a kind-hearted woman brings a homeless mother dog and her 7 puppies from India to Canada. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 29, respected Italian mathematician Professor Tullio Livi Civita is remembered. Born in 1873 in Padua, Italy, he passed away on this day in 1941. Professor Livi Civita was one of the founders of absolute differential calculus, now referred to as tensor analysis. Some of the ideas of Professor Livi Civita were used to produce a unified theory of gravitation and electromagnetism. May outstanding scientists such as Professor Tullio Livi Civita continue to contribute to our better understanding and appreciation of the workings of our wondrous universe.
Fly-in news, death toll climbs in Philippine flash floods. As of Tuesday, December the 27th, the toll of fatalities from flash floods that had swept away entire villages in the southern Mindanao Island rose to more than 1,250. Navy, Coast Guard, and other personnel were widening their search for the missing as the United Nations launched an urgent appeal for $28 million to assist over 60,000 people who had been rendered homeless, including more than half the populations of the cities of Cagayan de Oro and Iligan. On the other side of Mindanao Island, continued rains on Tuesday set off floods and landslides in the Caragar region, with one child reported missing. Nearly 2,000 people were evacuated from at least 14 villages via trucks and boats, mostly from the worst-hit Surigao city in Surigao del Norte. Flights were also cancelled due to low visibility.
Upon first hearing of the disasters in the country on December 17th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had asked that our local association members please check with regional officials to see if help was needed. With all her love and prayers, she also requested that they go, if possible, to offer support to the most vulnerable, as she added that funds for emergency aid are available.
With gratefulness for the endeavors of the Philippine officials, military, and other personnel, we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate concern. Our sincere sympathies for the loss of loved ones as we pray that such conditions are lessened through our kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Quakes jolt Guatemala, New Zealand, Iran, Iraq, China, Japan, Tonga, Vanuatu, the Philippines, and Siberia. On Sunday, Christmas Day, Guatemala was rattled by a 4.3 magnitude quake centered 181 kilometers northwest of Guatemala City, while in New Zealand, aftershocks continued to jolt Canterbury with one of magnitude 4.1 being felt on Sunday afternoon as it hit 10 kilometers east of Christchurch.
In Iran, a tremor registering 4.4 on the Richter scale that hit 58 kilometers west of Dezhul was felt at the shared border region with Iraq, followed on Monday by another one of magnitude 4.5, this time in North Khorasan province, 32 kilometers northeast of Bojnor. Also on Monday, a temblor registering 4.9 on the Richter scale struck eastern Sichuan province in China, with residents of Chengdu running out into the streets in fear. Several island nations were then shaken as a 5.0 magnitude quake first hit near the east coast of Honshu, Japan, 95 kilometers northeast of Tokyo, followed by a 6.0 magnitude earthquake that struck Tonga, very near Hihifo, then a 5.6 magnitude tremor in Vanuatu, 161 kilometers southeast of Port Vila. Before dawn on Tuesday, a quake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale jolted the already storm-stricken Mindanao, Philippines, as it hit 104 kilometers southeast of Surigao. Also that day, Japan was struck again by two tremors, one of magnitude 5.4, 220 kilometers southeast of Hachishojima in the Izu Islands, and another of magnitude 5.2 in the Bonin Islands, its epicenter 124 kilometers northeast of Chichisima.
On Tuesday evening in the Siberian Republic of Tuva, near the Russian border with Mongolia, a quake registering 6.6 in magnitude that occurred 96 kilometers east of Kizil prompted officials to evacuate miners in the region, as well as advise residents to leave multi-story buildings as a precaution. Fortunately, no damage or injuries were noted for this or any of the other seismic events.
While we are relieved to know of the quake-shaken residents' safety, we pray that such distressing events are relieved by humanity's greater consideration of all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
We'll be right back. tỉnh dậy, nhìn ra kia sông núi ngổn ngang sâu, rừng núi cháy và non mong suối cạn, chút linh hồn rồi cũng sẽ về đâu. Nay đại địa xin bất cơn khôn khoai, cho lệ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Nay biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Bên cá sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tứ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoa. Lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này tim ta thôi hãy ngừng xem gì, từ côn trùng quặn thắt giữa hàn đâu, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ. Một ngày thế giới biến đảo nguyên, bên cá sông dài, hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời hực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tứ muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn, hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng
veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 391. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Kyrgyzstan installs new premier following his appointment by President Almazbek Atambayev. Prime Minister Omurbek Babanov was confirmed on December 23, 2011, by an overwhelming majority of the Kyrgyz Supreme Council. On Wednesday, the new premier and president together appointed cabinet ministers who took the oath of office during a ceremony in the parliament building. Premier Babanov affirmed his goal of ushering in an era of peace and stability for his country. Your Excellency, we respectfully congratulate you on your new position. May your leadership bring bountiful benefits in serving the highest goals of the gentle people of Kyrgyzstan.
Update on SEAL Alert SA's noble work. As a South African-based organization continues striving to protect Namibian Cape fur seals from the threat of cruel deaths that occur annually for the baby's fur, SEAL Alert SA's founder, Mr. Francois Hugo, has been conveying updates to Supreme Master Ching Hai, who has been encouraging Mr. Hugo's endeavors since 2009. With donations that total $350,000 thus far, Supreme Master Ching Hai's $50,000 contribution in October 2011 was accompanied by a note that said, "May God bless and protect the seals and your great self, with gratitude and love to you and all SEAL Alliance members." The following are excerpts of Mr. Hugo's letter of appreciation in response.
This is the day I die, and I hope to make you very proud.
Firstly, thank you for the amazing contribution of $50,000. It has enabled me to do so much. I have managed to repair, repaint, and purchase new motors for the catamaran. I managed to acquire a second-hand 2008 GWM Baki, or pickup truck, which is perfect for rescuing and transporting seals and has been invaluable, saving numerous seals to date. A walk on the jetty was installed and the center had the privilege this year of having females come and give birth to newborn baby seals.
Recently, my wife and I and the seals had a private unveiling of the seal statue in honor of Supreme Master Ching Hai. Placed looking north to the seal slaughter in Namibia, it reads, "Supreme Master Ching Hai, may you forever watch over the Cape fur seals. You now have a special place at the Supreme Master Ching Hai Seal Alert SA Seal Center that will forever be amongst and within these amazing seals."
As you know, the legal opinion you helped fund through my lawyers resulted in the Ombudsman of Namibia, Advocate John Walters, chairing a very successful meeting in September, attended by IFAW, or International Fund for Animal Welfare, Sea Shepherd, Seals of Nam, WWF, or World Wildlife Fund, National Council of SPCAs, or Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and De Beers. The Ombudsman will make his findings public in early 2012. And it is hoped he will accept Seal Alert's legal opinion, which has found the seal harvest to be unlawful under international and Namibian law. In addition, I undertook a flyover of the seal island we repopulated in 2009 after it went extinct 200 years ago, and I am so happy to report the island is thriving. The whole island is covered in seals. In addition, the largest former seal island, Robin Seal Island, has had a group of seals return, and repopulation looks like it will soon begin.
Through your amazing kindness and support, Supreme Master Ching Hai, you have made the impossible possible, restoring life where none had previously existed. You are the Cape fur seal's mother. You made positive thought into positive action that is bringing change to an entire species. May you all have the best Christmas, and may 2012 and the new year bring the good news we have all been waiting for so long. For the seals always, Francois Hugo, Seal Alert, SA.
Gratefulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to share this letter with concerned viewers, and to our association's forum group for providing the correspondence, as we sincerely thank Mr. Hugo, Seal Alert, SA, and supportive organizations for your loving initiatives to safeguard the precious Cape fur seals. May the day soon come when humanity and all animal friends coexist in shared dignity and peace.
Island.
Inmates freed in Saudi Arabia. Based on a pardon issued by King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz, 774 inmates in Hassan province were released on Monday, December 26, 2011. Officials stated that efforts were being made to free another 700 detainees within the next few days. The former detainees expressed their gratitude to His Majesty for the benevolent gesture. Our appreciation, Your Majesty, for this decision of clemency. May the newly freed Saudi citizens enjoy renewed and wholesome lives in the cherished company of loved ones.
Save our planet. As meteorologists in Finland noted temperatures at the beginning of December 2011 that were a full 6 degrees Celsius warmer than usual, two major ski events were cancelled due to lack of snow, and a majority of the country was still without the traditional white ground cover as of Christmas Day.
Hi, I'm Hippy the Zebra. Meet Bella, my charming wife.
We are happy vegans with a health tip for today.
The American College of Rheumatology of the United States has stated that taking part in physical activity can help people with arthritis to reduce pain, gain more energy, and improve sleep.
The major types of exercise to include are those focusing on strengthening and flexibility, as well as aerobics and body awareness movements such as Tai Chi and yoga.
Stay vibrant.
Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching.
And now for the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the Netherlands donates more than $42 million to improve water and hygiene in Mozambique. The funds have been contributed to support the Water, Sanitation and Hygiene, or WASH, program. It is a collaborative effort by the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, and the Mozambican government. The goal of the project is to help Mozambique achieve her Millennium Development Goals by providing greater accessibility to clean drinking water and safe sanitation facilities in rural areas. Our sincere appreciation, the Netherlands, United Nations Children's Fund, Mozambican government, and all involved individuals. May the gentle-hearted people of Mozambique enjoy an abundance of pure water, pristine air, and nutritious plant-based food on a stable and long-lasting ecosphere.
In health news, an amnesiac patient retains musical memories. A rare viral infection caused a German professional cellist to have severe memory loss and inability to make plans for the future. However, physicians working with PM, as the patient is referred to, were very surprised by the extent of his musical memory still intact. The cellist could recall well-known music pieces he had known from before his illness in 2005. Furthermore, he could also learn new musical selections, though absorbing other types of knowledge was very challenging. Experts feel that music could be an important part of helping individuals with memory problems improve their conditions. Many thanks, esteemed physicians, for your dedicated efforts. Also best wishes, PM, for much progress in your recovery. May we be graced with both inner and outer harmonies to bring wholeness and healing to our beings. Coming up, an animal lover brings 8 homeless canine friends from India to Canada. We'll check with the angels. Be right back. More splendid news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for an outstanding world. In animal welfare news, a kind-hearted woman brings a homeless mother dog and her 7 puppies from India to Canada. According to the Toronto Star, while Miss Naz Sayani of Hamilton, Ontario, was visiting Surat, India, with her daughter, at night she would deliver food by car to the stray canine friends she saw in the city. Miss Sayani felt particularly drawn to one gentle dog named Sweetie and arranged a safe place for her 7 puppies to stay during the day. She also took them to a veterinarian to get their needed injections and health checks. Afterwards, when it did not seem possible to find families to adopt the mother and pups in the area, Miss Sayani decided to bring them to Canada. All 7 pups and proud mother happily arrived at Pearson Airport in Toronto. Bravo, Miss Naz Sayani, on your noble action. May beautiful Sweetie and precious children greet a future filled with love, security and joy with God's blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Benun, an Aboriginal language spoken in Formosa or Taiwan, entitled Marry Me.
Hai ta duka tatini banana da ma dikla sa duan ba da si ma si vaun to vau hana ma sai vi manau ad uskuna ni sa kuda kuda tu binanau ada pa si da sata ma di ma saksu ka tu mo pata is miliskin ni sak tu ma di ma su tu pa ko banana ta tu ta ko sak tu ma su ani ka di ma da kuana na pin ve viuk tu pa ko binanau ada tu isak su ka di ma da kuana na pin ve viuk.
And now for a heartline from acclaimed actress and comedienne, Teresa Ganzel, one of the very talented guests of the musical The Real Love, held in Pasadena, California, USA, in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary. The once-in-a-lifetime event presented Supreme Master Qinghai's profound verses set to soul-stirring music by Oscar and 5-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and 2-time Grammy winner David Shire, with a stellar cast and guest stars, including Oscar, Emmy, Tony winners and nominees.
I became mostly vegetarian after the Master Qinghai event, so you changed my life and saved the lives of many pigs, cows, and chickens. Happy holidays to you. Teresa Ganzel from the United States.
Kind Teresa, it is wonderful to hear from you. We are happy to hear that you're going in the healthy, earth-protecting and animal-saving veg direction. With all our love and heaven's blessings to you and the caring people of the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be guided by divine love and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
visiting Vice President of South Africa, Halima Motlonthe, meets with President Raul Castro of Cuba, where the two affirm their country's long-standing friendship and commitment to mutual cooperation as they discuss international matters of shared interest.
As His Royal Highness, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, is discharged in stable health following emergency treatment for a blocked artery, he thanks the staff at Papworth Hospital in Cambridge, UK, for their excellent care, saying he looks very much forward to rejoining his family.
As many young adults in the U.S. resolve to quit the harmful habit of smoking for the new year, the National Cancer Institute and the government partner in a new program that employs texting, a smartphone application, and the website teen.smokefree.gov to support them in their efforts toward a healthier future.
Bolivia's Minister of Labor, Daniel Santala, announces that social benefit programs implemented by President Evo Morales's administration since 2006 have resulted in unemployment being reduced by nearly 3 percentage points to a current rate of just 5.5%.
Iraqi leader Qais al-Khazali of the League of the Righteous reaches an agreement with Iraq's National Reconciliation Commission for his group to lay down their arms and peacefully join the nation's political process.
Following an October 2011 oil spill, New Zealand volunteers and members of the public gathered to celebrate as the last of some dozens of rehabilitated blue penguins from the Mount Maunganui area are successfully returned to the ocean.
The Kuwaiti government donates $1 million to relief agency, the American Near East Refugee Aid, or ANERA, to provide nutritional support for preschool children in Gaza.
Two friendship organizations in Olac or Vietnam honor the Japan-Vietnam Friendship Society of Hiroshima Prefecture with the Peace and Friendship Amongst Nations Medal in recognition of its significant contributions towards fostering cordial relations between OLAC and other nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.